Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough.
Hey, I'm Ann.
And I'm Kendra, and you're listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. We are so blessed to get to do this show. We love it.
It's
such a blessing. And if you guys are new to the Hannah's Heart family, we started as a radio show and podcast for couples that were struggling with infertility and miscarriage because that was our journey. And it was so hard, and it was so isolating. But God was good.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to encourage others and be encouraged by others that Christ is enough. He is your rock. You can cling to Him. And this show came from that.
That's
We've
right.
gone on to talk about a lot of other topics, all related.
Yeah, well, and during our 4 years now, we've had lots of listeners who have now become mamas, either through adoption, foster care, biological, or embryo adoption.
Yeah.
We love those emails and Facebook messages and however you decide to contact us. And so we are covering something a little different today. It's not necessarily infertility related, right? But it is to encourage anyone, even if you're walking through infertility, the thing that we're going to be talking about today, the ministry, is called Moms in Prayer. That doesn't mean you have to be
before you become a mom,
right?
You're in prayer.
Correct. Yeah. It doesn't mean that, like, well, you're not invited to the group if you're not a mama, right?
Yeah.
But it is an encouragement for those of us who have littles or older kids in the home, you know, of how to pray. And so before we get super lost in that topic, I want to introduce our special guest, Diana Pittman. Diana, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so grateful for you to come. Like we were talking about before we started airing that we talked about this months ago, months ago, and we've just now made this happen, so I appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you. All in God's timing.
That's right. We do seem that literally just always works out perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when it seems like, I missed an email, or, oh my goodness, I forgot to respond to that text, I'm not saying that's okay for me to
but
do that.
But the Lord is even in
But it does seem like it ends up playing right when the, you know, people who need to hear it most listen. So.
Absolutely.
Well, do you mind just giving us
who
you are, and then we'll get into the ministry that you're involved with.
Just to introduce myself, I am Diana Pittman, and I have two daughters. I have an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh, my goodness.
And I joined Moms in Prayer, which is an international prayer ministry. It's Christ-centered, and it's non-denominational. And I joined it. I've been involved in it for over 5 years now.
Wow.
It started just prayer meeting in our church. We had a group that met in our church on Wednesday night, and it started at the beginning of the school year. And I prayed on my own for my child, but I wanted to know a little bit more. And I tell you what, God has blessed me and my family tremendously through this ministry. What led to me just being a group member for a year, our group leader ended up moving out of state. So the whole point of Moms in Prayer is we pray that groups that form sustain. So I ended up becoming the group leader.
Wow.
Kept it going, and then was asked by our new state coordinator if I would become an area coordinator for this region. So I'm the area coordinator for the Lee, Monroe, and Itawamba County. So, yes, it's structured. This ministry has a wonderful structure in the fact that we have, you know, our headquarters are in California.
Okay.
And we have a president of the ministry. Mm-hmm. And then each state has a state coordinator, and then with falls below that is area coordinators, and then at the local level, group leaders. So we all follow a format. It's we pray when we meet together. Mm-hmm. That was one thing.
I would hope so.
Yes, yes. But we pray according to a four-method prayer, where we enter our prayer time giving God praise. Mm-hmm. And whoever the group leader is usually selects an attribute. It's a different one every week that we pray over, and we just give God glory and honor and over, you know, whatever we are.
So attributes of God.
Attributes of God. We select an attribute and we praise him for that. And then we pray scripture based upon that attribute.
Mm. Wow.
And so then after that, we go into a time of confession.
Okay.
And it's silent confession. And we understand from 1 John 1:9 that if we confess that God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we know that that step is very important into going into his presence. So after we have taken that time, then we thank God. Because we know in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, God's word says, in everything give thanks.
That's right.
And that's our opportunity to thank him for the prayers that he has answered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so powerful. And so after we have done that, that's when we lead into a time of intercession for our children, for our schools. Wow. And then lastly, we close with praying over the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And each group does that, follows that same format. So groups, you know, every group is a lot. In that retrospect. And we provide an atmosphere where moms can pray in a confidential setting.
Mm-hmm.
What's prayed in the group stays in the group.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And we understand the power behind prayer.
Wow.
I mean, it's, you know, God has given us that role and responsibility to pray over our kids.
That's right.
And if you ask yourself, you know, if I'm not praying for my child, who is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not praying for my child's school. Who is? And in today's time, our children, we need Jesus.
That's right.
And so this is an opportunity to pray and to pray deep. And for those moms who have multiple children, we kind of go into the meeting going, we don't pray for every kid. What we do is we select one child that we feel like we need to draw closer to the Lord that week. Our meetings, we meet for 1 hour once a week during the school year. Some groups, though, they don't break during the summer. They press through and never break. But the majority do use the school time as that's their prayer time. And then during the summer break, they break. And then we rejoin in August.
Mm-hmm.
And we always, this will be our third year, but we're starting a kickoff. It's a back-to-school kickoff event at Calvary Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be held Saturday, August 8th from 10 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just where moms, grandmas, aunts, teachers can come together, learn more about the ministry, and begin a prayer time together for their child and their school.
Now, of course, that's for people in the Tupelo, Mississippi area.
Yes.
But if they want to connect with you
and
they live somewhere else internationally, how can they connect?
So what they do is they go to momsinprayer.org,
and
there's a link right when you go to that website that says start a group or join a group.
Okay.
And you just click on it, and you put in your information. And what that does is that connects whoever from wherever they are to that area coordinator. So I receive emails from moms in this area that are interested in a group, and I connect with them. I let them know about groups that we have currently in the area, or if they want to start their own group that works with their time, because it's got to work for you as a mom, you know, with your schedule. And all you have to have is one other person to pray with you. It's just two people for a group.
What a group is.
A group is two or more.
Wow.
And even if we have a group of, you know, 15 plus women, we always break off and no more than 2 to 3 in a pod when we intercede.
Okay.
So we all pray together through our praise, our confession, our thanksgiving. But when it's a time of intercession, we break off in 2 or 3 to give us time to pray deeper.
Okay.
And and the way we have a prayer guide, and so there's a specific scripture on that prayer sheet that we all take turns praying. So we insert, just like I've given y'all a little bit of a handout, you insert your child's name. And and there's power behind praying scripture. When you're praying scripture, you're praying God's language. That's God's word back to him.
So just so for those that can't see it, you've got here Psalm 119:28. It says, Lord, when, and then you fill in the blank. So I would say, Eliana is weary with sorrow. Mm-hmm. Strengthen Eliana according to your word. And you have several scriptures that you can just go and put your
and
kids
so in. So me as a mom, if we were all praying together, I would pray over Eliana too, that same scripture.
Oh, wow.
And you would pray over Eliana, the same scripture.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what you were saying. So every mom prays
all,
for that one child.
Yes. And
then we
move into mom number two and mom number three. And that is what it does. It gives you chills hearing someone else praying over your child, because as a mom, when you're going through something struggling, sometimes you don't have that clarity, but God speaks through other moms. And so we pray that scripture, and then we include our specific request. And when that mom, it's like she knows the right scripture, the right, the Lord just speaks through her. It is such a blessing. And then you get to do the same for her, for her children. And so, like I said, you pick whichever child for that week, and you put their name in that scripture, and they are bathed and covered in God's prayer. So the whole mission of Moms in Prayer is that every child in every school is covered, you know, in prayer. So our, you know, when we finish our prayer and we're praying for Moms in Prayer Ministry, we are praying for unity, purity of the group. We're praying that God brings donors for the ministry and duplicates, and just there are more moms out there that are yearning and wanting to get together to pray and activate the power that God, you know, God gives us through prayer. So God does tremendous things. And
that's so good. Is this something that you could see like being in each church? Is that like?
Oh, yeah. Church groups, school groups, homeschool, anybody.
So it's not like, well, I've already started one in Tupelo, so we don't need any more in Tupelo.
Oh, no. Any group, because like I said, it's got to work for your schedule. And so, so currently I host, I have a group that I lead on Wednesdays at noon via Zoom. And that group, so it started off being at our church, but the best time for me to, as a group leader, was to do it during my lunch break on work. So I have moms that have that availability, and they will join in through our Zoom account, and and we all pray together. We have a mom that joins in from Jackson. We have one that joins in from her office in Tupelo. I'm working in Fulton. We got another mom from Mobile, you know, so because that time worked best for them. And then I also go to my children's school, and I lead a group on Fridays, you know, that afternoon. And anyway, it's the groups, all you need is just one other person. So it's got, you know, if you have a neighbor, you've got somebody that you know will come over to your house once a week, and you can faithfully commit to pray over your child in their school, that's a group.
Wow.
I'm so convicted. I'm sitting here under so much conviction. The part about like, oh, we start off with confession. I'm like, I'd be like, hang on, y'all, I need another hour. As a mom, there's these things that come up, and just the beauty of taking a moment to say, I'm going to pause once a week and have a moment of confession. Like, how many things would we confess if we just down and have that moment with the Lord? And you know, for a lot of our listeners and myself included, when you're praying over infertility and you have a lot of time with you and the Lord, and it's that one-on-one praying for that child to come. And then I'm so convicted, because once the child arrives, I had these expectations of what my prayer life would look like as a mom over my child, and I have far from met any of them. I wanted to be that mom that they just opened the door and, oh, mom's praying, I caught her, you know. And I'm the mom who's like, ate the eggs! And just trying to leave. And like, man, I mean, we do have our prayer times, but it's so hard. But to at least have a time once a week that you're so intentional with other women, I would think would also make your, how has this ministry influenced your personal prayer time apart from the group?
I'm so glad you asked that, because as a group leader, they encourage you, they call it TOG, it's time alone with God. And that is a requirement in this ministry. If you are leading, you have to do that. But it's not something you have to, you want to. Because you're drawing closer to God, you're feeling God. So they encourage you to, as a busy mom, to look at your schedule, you know, set a date, make a date like you would with your husband. And set that date with God, and you sit in his presence, and you pray. And there's resources. I love the website. I encourage everyone, just check out momsandprayer.org. Podcasts. There's free Bible studies on there, and there are scripture references, and just for that time. If you're wanting to get closer to God and you don't know where to begin, they've got resources for that. You just click on the little tab of what you're
It was so many. When I was looking at it this weekend, I was like, wow. Like, I had no idea we were about to be able to talk about all of that. Because it even, it starts with littles, you know, and you're praying over your babies and toddlers. And then, now we're getting into first graders. And, you know, and so
there's
it's
groups for prodigals. There's groups for, you know, college-aged kids. There's all kinds of groups. And so my group that I have on Wednesdays, I have young children. I have a 3 and 8-year-old. However, we have a grandmother on there that's praying for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
We have a college-age mom. You know, we're praying for Columbia University. We're so it's just a mix. And so it's really what works for you, who you feel comfortable praying with, and just making that intentional. And like I said, when you're praying scripture, you're praying God's language back to him. And there's just so much power behind it.
Wow.
So when you first joined a group, what made you finally take that step and be like, I need this in my life?
Well, because I thought I knew how to pray. Before Moms in Prayer, here I am. You know, I've prayed on my own, but I never really prayed out loud in front of anybody. I'm kind of, you know, shy. And I went thinking, okay, we're just going to talk about maybe some issues and ask each other, you know, put it on a sheet and you go home and you pray over it. That's what was in
my mind. Were thinking.
That was what I was thinking. Totally different. And when I heard a mom saying my child's name and praying for my child, and even praying about something that I never really even spoke out loud, but it was in my heart. I knew it was
God. You're like, this is the Holy Spirit.
I knew it was the Lord.
Wow.
That's what got me hooked. I said, this is God. The Holy Spirit is in this prayer meeting.
And you're emotional about it right now, which I can feel that
for you.
Because that's just how needed it is. And then, like that takes the long, because being a mom can be very lonely, even though you could be surrounded by all the other baseball mamas, you know, but then still feel completely alone.
Absolutely.
And so, to know that someone else is interceding for your child and that's kind of taken off of you. Of course, you're still doing it, but like right now, my child is being lifted up by her. I just can't.
And just to take your burdens to the Lord in general. I feel like I waste so much time worrying about spiritual things of my kids. And I, you know, we're really good at moms as identifying the non-Christ-like behavior and then freaking out about it and being like,
what does this mean?
What does this mean? Like, my child is a sociopath. They're over there.
How are they going to turn out?
Squishing bugs and enjoying it. And, you know, and you freak out and you're like, oh my gosh. They're angry. Oh, she had an angry attitude to her brother. And then we just worry about it rather than saying, okay, yes, I identified this sinful behavior, but now let me go to the only person who can truly deal with them and their heart on it. And like that next step is just like so many moms get stuck and don't actually take their cares to him.
That's right.
Or if they do, it's just complaining. It's not asking and believing him to enter into the situation and do something about it.
Well, and you just nailed a point. As a mom, you know, we try to take control, right? Well, we can't control everything. We can't control what our children see, what they hear, the environment, the people they're around. I mean, we have to give it to God. He has to have full control. And unless we ask him to do that, you know. So that's been giving me my peace, especially when I drop my children off at school and I go to work. I can go to work and focus on work. I know that they're in his hands. I know that they are protected. I know I just have that confidence because I prayed over that. And I think just if more moms walk in that, you know, school's ending. We just had Teacher Appreciation Week. And as a mom, we're going to shower our teachers with gifts. And honestly, prayer is the best gift that you can give those teachers. Prayer is the best gift you can give those administrators and principals. And because they are, you know, you want to lift them up. Because they're spending time with your child.
That's right.
And it's like they need to know that they can go to their job knowing that heaven is open and they can receive his blessings. And so it's vital. I believe in it. I'm part of it. This ministry's been around for 41 years. It used to be called Moms in Touch. And it's, you know, and it's going strong. And our prayer is that it continues to grow in more and more countries. I believe right now it's in 155 plus countries.
I think that's what it said on one of the things.
And we have we use a pamphlet, a booklet. And and so the how it used to go is all you need is a buddy, a Bible, and a booklet. That's what they're saying. And because the booklet had the methods, it had the core principles, it had the mission. So everybody's on the same page, following the same you know, way we pray. And so anyway, the booklet's been translated in like over 65 languages.
Wow. And this, tell us about the founder.
Fern Nichols. She's so cute. I got to meet her at our 40th anniversary last year at the celebration. And
in her video, she was really cute. She's like, she's all started with a little girl, a little lady named Fern.
And they were in Canada. They were living in Canada. And she was sending her children off to school. And knowing that we are in a sinful place, and Lord, I don't know what they're going to be around. So she grabbed a neighbor. The two of them prayed. And then it turned into another mom coming over to the house to pray. And then they were, I think they got asked, you know, years later to be on, not American Family Radio, but Turning Point or James Dobson.
Yes.
Wow.
And that really, that's kind of what gave them that platform.
Okay.
And helped them. They were praying for growth. Wow. And so and then she moved from Canada to California, and that's where the headquarters based. And it has spread.
Which is amazing. I'm guessing we're in all 50, or you're in all 50 states.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Correct.
Yes. Anyone's just listening, you're listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio, and we have Diana with us from Moms in Prayer, and you can connect with them on momsinprayer.org, which you have to go do. I'm doing this once we finish here today. And what a blessing. So, okay, so tell us a little bit more once they've joined a group.
Okay.
And you're coming about, you mentioned a little bit about your form. Formula. You have the praise, confession. Why that order?
Why that order?
Why those things? Why are those?
Okay, you know, and the Lord's Prayer starts by, you know, hallowed be thy name. We praise God first. We give him glory and honor first. It allows our body, it allows us to enter into his presence. And then confession is a way for us to enter into his presence. You know, he's got to cleanse the sin off of us for our prayers to manifest.
Before we come demanding.
That's the thing. That's why I was saying, you know, before I thought I knew how to pray. It's like, Lord, I need this. I need this. Give me this, you know. And then I never really backed it up with scripture. And this has really helped me learn my Bible. It's like I know where something is, but I didn't know the reference. Well, here, I mean, there's the resources that the ministry provides. You just insert your child's name, and you're, like I said, you're praying God's language back to him. And then, so we thank God because he asks us to do that, and everything give God thanks. And I think that that sets the stage. It helps our hearts have an attitude of, I mean, we're grateful. We reflect. I actually have a book that I saved my prayer sheets from the year. At the end of the year, it's like, it's our Thanksgiving meeting. We were just so excited to see all the ways God answered our prayers.
So you have these sheets.
Oh, it's a prayer sheet like this.
Okay.
This is a prayer sheet that we print off.
Oh, neat.
That's what the group leader uses.
Okay.
And so see, when we go through, then you got mom number one, you have mom number two, mom number three.
Okay. So the prayer sheet, you're going to write down your request.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And that's the other person's holding it, too, and that's how they... Okay.
Yes, we all have a prayer sheet. We all insert.
Wow. And so you're saying you keep these.
I do. Just because, you know, I've been told, I remember hearing several people speak, just, you know, different ministers talking about how they keep their journals, and they reflect back.
That's so cool.
Because it's a time of memory. Remembering what God has done, especially when you're waiting for an answer on something.
Oh, yeah.
To be reminded that
our listeners know what that's like to wait when you feel like you're just sitting and waiting and nothing's coming. So then, I mean, there's so many prayer requests that I remember, you know, taking to the Lord. And now looking back, I'm like, that he answered. He answered some. He answered in different ways than what I expected. And then some, I'm like, you did way more than what I was expecting. And so, yeah, it's such a humbling thing to look back and see, like, God, you answered. And we know he still does.
Yeah.
We know he still does big. And if we want to say little miracles, no miracles, little.
Everything.
That's right.
Anytime but he lives, it's
that's right. A friend of mine was telling me yesterday she's still single at the age of 33 and just desires a husband and a baby so bad. Anyway, she said, I really started praying that these two guys that were both kind of talking to me, God, if you don't want me, like, you know, talking to either of them, like, would you just make them, like, go away? She said, in one day, I get a text from one guy saying, I'm moving to, you know, wherever. And the next one said, hey, I really don't feel like this is going anywhere. Wow. So, you know, she's like, okay, God.
Door closed.
She said, at least I know God has still answered prayers.
That's crazy.
So
there's a prayer in here for that, for your future husband. There's
a
prayer.
Oh, wow.
This is a book called Mom's Little Book of Powerful Prayers, and it's by the founder, Fern Nichols.
Okay.
And there's a prayer for being kind and forgiving the siblings, to have a faithful heart.
I need
this.
Wow. And for our good. I mean, there's we pray for our children's future
spouse. So it's automatically broken.
And using social media. Yes, see, that one's
using
smart.
Social media. Yeah, for a child away from home.
Wow.
Child,
so
replacing
helpful.
Replacing healing. There's prayers. And that's what I love is, you know, I use it for my whole family, not just my children. Yeah. But in the back, she has a book of blessings. And my children, before we go to bed, they love hearing their blessing.
Of course.
So it's like, may you see the powerful blessings fulfilled in your children's lives. And you can just insert, in the name of Jesus, I bless you, Zorke, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, from Mark 12:30-31.
Wow.
So you just pick a blessing.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And we can get that book online at momsinprayer.org.
Yes.
Okay. And that's called Mom's Little Book of Powerful Prayers. Need that.
Mm-hmm. That's a little pocketbook. I keep it in my purse.
I feel like you're just filled with so much wisdom.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, my goodness. We could go on and on,
yeah,
I feel like.
Yes. I just want to encourage everyone to check out the website. And seriously, think about what you could do. I mean, we always want to give our kids something. Mm-hmm. Prayer is the best gift we can give them.
That's so good.
Because God can do things through prayer.
And for the ladies who might be listening that are like, okay, and I still don't have children yet, those prayers go to those children, too, that are still to come.
Yeah.
So
this is for anybody, mom, any woman that wants to join a group, okay?
And get in the habit of praying now before the Lord gives you that baby, and it gets so much harder. Start the habit now, ladies.
Absolutely. You guys, thanks for listening to Hannah's Heart, and we'll see you back next week.